Good morning. Let's get ready for the KHP, Kenny Hodge Podcast. Oh, this morning we're going to have a little bit of fun on this show. It's intended to be very cynical. I need you to listen. And then let's get it on. Hey, let's get ready for the show. I had to dig in the crates to pull that old hit out. But listen, I was at work today, and it just kind of dawned on me some of the games that we as postal employees are having played with us as individuals on a daily basis. So while we go through the podcast, the theme of today's show is games people play, and the people I'm talking about is Columbus, Ohio management. Now, when you hear what I'm about to say, I'm willing to bet you that it is also applicable in every other post office. So while I talk about games people play, in this case, Columbus, Ohio, if the situation fits your office, hey, don't be afraid to let out a little, oh yeah. Here we go. We talk about games people play. One game that is being played on a daily basis is the fact that management understands and accepts the MPA position as a position that has dual status. And wrong, folks. MPA is a 100% APWU classification. There's no way that individual assigned to the Columbus, Ohio Post Office as an MPA should ever touch mail handler's work. That's just one of the games people play. Here's another game. This game gets even better because it actually takes mail handler's jobs. One of the games we play in Columbus, we have clerks believing that it is part of their responsibility to gather as many as 11 APCs so that they are in position to dispatch their mail. That's a game, and that game has gone on so long in Columbus that they don't have drivers even assigned to that area. Games people play. Just when you think it couldn't get any worse, here's another game they play. Do you know in Columbus, Ohio, if you are an MHA or career mail handler, as long as you have PIT license, you can drive anytime you want. It is okay. It has been okay. And God, I wish it would stop. But it has always, in Columbus, Ohio, been okay that if you have license, just take it upon yourself to go get on a piece of PIT equipment. And let me tell you something. You think, you being the mail handler, you think that the supervisor is directing you to do that. But what happens is, if you report for work and you automatically get on a piece of PIT equipment, you're right, because they are so short on drivers that they're going to assign you. But that wasn't your mission. But again, that's just a game they play in Columbus, Ohio, because I want to tell you, if you ever, to any of the level 4 mail handlers or MHAs. If you ever go to another plant other than Columbus, because I tell you, this is the only place I've ever seen this. If you ever go to another plant and just take it upon yourself to go get on a piece of equipment and to for your own convenience or to dispatch mail, and that's not your job responsibility, some mail handlers might want to have a conversation with you. Games people play. Listen to me, that's not all right, and you need to stop that. If you are a driver, then you drive. If you are not, stop playing that game with the post office, because I can't begin to tell you that your continuance, or you, if you continue to do that, you skew the data that the post office in their weak attempt is trying to gain. Then what happens is you operate as a level, you are a level four operating as a level five so long that it's built into the work plan. Now, one day, maybe you don't feel like driving, but guess what? That's built into that operation plan now. So now your supervisor is going from zero to 100 because they don't have what they should have never had. Does that make sense? Games people play. Don't let them play that game with you any longer. Level four mail handlers and MHAs. If they want you to drive, kindly ask them for a 1723. That is a higher level assignment, thereby allowing your union to track all that time you drive. So hopefully they can request additional driving bids. So I'm not just asking you not to do that because of a reason that doesn't have any validity to it. By you doing that, you take away level five driving bids. Because let me tell you something. Right now, Columbus couldn't operate if they didn't have the 20 or more level fours taking it upon themselves to drive to help move that mail. Do yourself a favor. Stop. Gangs, people, play. Get up. What we slowing down for? Continuing with the theme, games people play, here's another game they play. Columbus, Ohio actually have mail handlers believing that their bid or their job is to do whatever, whenever, regardless of what's in their work area. And that's so wrong. That's actually disrespectful to the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, who fought hard to get bids. In Columbus, Ohio, it is not, they don't think twice about asking the bundle sorter driver to go to the dock to unload a truck when there's work in the bundle sorter driver's area. Does that make sense? But you know what? Again, that game has been played so long that it happens without even second thought. We have to wake up and understand, I have a bid and I'm going to do my bid job. Somebody argued, negotiated, so that I would have a defined work area. In fact, interesting reading, Columbus, Ohio, there was a decision, arbitration decision. If you see any of your union personnel, they should be able to get it for you, about pool drivers. And there was a time in Columbus, Ohio, where all the drivers went to work and you just drove wherever, whenever, you know, that supervisor, SDO, MDO assigns you. Well, we fought that. We won that. There is an arbitration decision that says there are no such thing as pool drivers. And let me tell you something right now, Columbus, Ohio, they are dictating how we drive our bids right now. They didn't give it the name pool drivers, but that is exactly what we have become, pool drivers. They don't think twice about asking someone from the dock to go and find equipment for the flat sorter machine. That thought of being wrong no longer enters the SDO's mind, and we need to remind them of that. Games people play. Here's a game that they love to play in Columbus, Ohio. They like to take mail handlers, whether MHA or career, and put them in positions that have mail handlers and clerks. Not gonna happen, folks. I can't tell you enough about how strict the APWU and the MPMHU is about that. Mail handlers and clerks, they always run parallel. They never, I say again, they never cross. So at any time you have a mail handler supervising the bundle sorter, that's wrong. And when I say mail handler, I mean a mail handler 204B. Or if you have a lead clerk supervising the bundle sorter, that's wrong. Now, talk about games. Let me tell you one of the games that's played. If you have a mail handler that's a dock supervisor, and no disrespect, you do what you do. If you are a mail handler that's a dock supervisor, you have expediters out there. Here's the game that's played. They tell you that you are not to give directions or guidance to that clerk, but that's pretty much impossible to do. So on paper, they make you think that that mail handler is not guiding and directing that clerk, but in all actuality, they have to. That's part of that job function. So rather than simply put an EAS out there, the post office, especially Columbus, Ohio, they want to play that game.
All the games people play now, every night, every day now, never meaning what they say now, never saying what they mean.
Hang on for 1 second. Here's a game, just to show you, keep it on the theme, game people play. Let me show you how comfortable postal management is with playing games on their employees. That Postmaster General, I say to you, they play games with you also. They hope you're too new to really recognize it, but here's a game that's played, and tell me, is this game played in your office? Well, we've got these new, well, not new, but they are regimented RPGs. Run generator plans, tells you what mail to run, when you should start, when you should stop, et cetera, et cetera. Well, here's a game that they play. In order to stay consistent with the RPG, Columbus, Ohio will start a machine, even if it's not set up, so that when the information is downloaded on the EOR or whatever software they download it on, it shows on time starting. But you're actually not putting mail through that system for about another few minutes. So rather than look at why and address why we can't get it right, they perfect the game of just start to machine, so that when headquarters download the information, headquarters will think we are right on track. That's just a game they play, and I wouldn't have bet if you have an RPG in your office, what I said was not the first time you heard it. This is Ken Hodge. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast this morning. Again, it was meant to be cynical, but these are the games that they play every day.